Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 24. Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? In the movies, the bank robber and the art thief always stake out the location they are planning to steal from. They want to know where the guards will be at all times, so that they will have a clear path for taking what does not belong to them. Sneaky teenagers take note of when their parents will be away on business, believing the house will be free for them to throw a party they know mom and dad would disapprove of. A dishonest employee waits for the boss and everyone else to leave before taking company property and going home. Addicts feed their addiction in a dark room where they believe no one else will know their dark secret. The sinful desires of our self-centered hearts blind us to the fact that God, who created the heavens and the earth, fills his entire creation. We are so overwhelmed with feeding our sinful appetites that we fool ourselves into thinking that somehow God is too busy elsewhere in the world to take notice of us. But the one true God is omnipresent, existing fully in all places at all times. We can't get away with murder, but we can't get away with shoplifting a pack of gum either. The Almighty God is present and watchful not only where major crimes take place, but also knows our inner thoughts as we plot our petty sins against others. By our shameful thoughts, words, and actions, we have forfeited our right to be in God's glorious presence. By all rights, we should be cut off from His blessings forever. But the One who fills all things came to be present with us in a special way. In the man Jesus Christ, the fullness of God's presence came to live among us sinners. He not only occupied our space, he took our place under God's law. Jesus fulfilled God's righteous demands of perfect love and laid down his life as payment for our disobedience. Through faith in Jesus, our guilt has been removed. After his resurrection, Jesus promised to be with his followers at all times and in all places to bless us and keep us close to him. And at the end, he will take us to live in his glorious presence for all eternity. Our prayer is this hymn verse, "Abide, O faithful Savior, among us with your love. Grant steadfastness and help us to reach our home above."
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.